Spirit tells us, Pash Vayelech, Vayelech Moshe Vayidabes at Vorm Ha'ilo Kol Yisrael. Moshe went and he spoke with Vorm Ha'ilo Kol Yisrael. The Yom Alem Ben Meir Ve'esim Shona Anoche, Yom 120 today. Ve'ucha Oid Lotzeis Ve'lovoi, I can't go anymore. See what that means. Hashem Amar Alei Lev Savas Yodin Azeh. The Maisa, the Torah HaKdusha, tells us a chiyosoid over here. The problem is, before of all, trying to understand where the Moshe go. It doesn't say where he went. It says Vayidavis. What should the Yelach Moshe? It should have said Vayidavis. Vayidavis Moshe is called Yom Ha'elach Kol Yisrael. What's the Vayelach Moshe? It's many mefarshim the pshatim, but Chaim Hakadosh. All the mefarshim say the pshatim over here. We want to try to see one mahalach be'etzem, which is mevur in the mefarshim over here also. Pasuk says lo uchal. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, I'm 120 years old today. Lo uchal oid lotzis v'lovoi. I can't go back and forth lotzis v'lovoi. So Rashi, I would think that maybe he became weak. Because it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, his whole lifetime, he didn't dry up at all. He was fresh. They have 120 years old, just like before. What pshat lo yuchal oid lotzis v'lovoi? So Rashi b'divrei Torah. Why is he giving this hakdama? Hashem Amar Alei Lev Savas Yarden. Then Hashem also told me I'm not going to go over the Yarden. Hashem told me I'm not going over the Yarden. What is Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe should have said, I don't know. He should have skipped out the whole Loyucha Oy Lotzis Velova. He should have just said, Hashem Amar Alei Lev Savas Yarden. That's it. I'm not going over the Yarden. That's it. What did he do? Loyucha Oy Lotzis Velova. I can't go lotzis v'lovoi. It's enough gemina. Hashem, I'm not going over the yarden. I'm not going over the yarden. And then Yeshua's not taking over the yarden. That's what he's going to tell them. He didn't need lo yilchu lotzis v'lovoi. One heart. Second order. Parasha tells us that this week's parasha, the Indian. The central sort of this parasha was that the beginning of the parasha of Taka, Vayikra Moshe Yoshua, and Moshe, it tells Yoshua, he commands him, and we're going to Eretz Yisrael, he has to tell him about a mitzvah they have to do. Vayikra Moshe Yoshua, something very important, Vayim Eilah, this is come out the last thing that he told Chazak V'Yametz, that's also on Mazeh, Yom Chazak V'Yametz. Hashem Olech Lefanecha, Reitzah Moshe Oysam Leimah. Moshe calls them together, he writes the whole story, he gives it to the Nevi, to the Kohanim. Reitzah Moshe Oysam Leimah, Moshe commands them saying, Mikeit Shevashon Ramoyed Shnaz HaShmita B'chag HaSukkos. Every year, at the end of Shmita year, B'chag HaSukkos, and everybody comes to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should read the Sefer Torah in front of them. Hakel Esa'om, Hanoshim, Hanoshim, V'Ataf, and bring everybody up to Eretz Yisrael, to the Ma'in of Hakia. But it's a Peleg Gazal. This is the Kemat, one of the last Sivuim, and one of the last mitzvahs of the Torah. And the numbers at 612. One more mitzvah, which is also this parasha. It's Kisvuli as a Sefer Torah. These are the last two. First of all, why is this the Kemat, the last Sivuim that Moshe Rabbeinu gets? And then Klai Yisrael about doing Hakia, which is once every 7 years, doing Hakia. A lot of mitzvahs. What's up with that mitzvah? And the last sentence of the mitzvah is "V'at the kisvuch as a shira azoyis v'sivus in the Torah." Very interesting zayach. Also, in the mitzvah of writing the Sefer Torah, the mitzvah "V'at the kisvuch as a shira azoyis." Interesting lashon. The Torah calls it the tzibur is called it. You should write the shira, write down the song. Why is that the way the Torah gives the commandment? To write say Sefer Torah, right? The mitzvah should be the mitzvah to write down Sefer Torah. We're holding Rav Yisai, even though it doesn't look like that, so I'm embarrassed to say, but it doesn't look like that, but we're holding Aser Shemei Tshuva Rav Yisai. It's a Peleg Gazal Rav Yisai. Rambam already wrote it. Kolakodesh Yisrael is Chorav Yisrael. Whatever is more Kodesh, whatever is more Shtark, is Chorav Yisrael. The Pashuk Pshad is that the Yitzhahara works strong. You want to see how strong, how such a Choshev day it is. Such a time of year. You want to see Choshev days in the year. Go see when there's most bitter Torah, most people running around, shopping around for Asrogin, for carnivores, for chicks, all different types of things are going around, chickens, all different types of things guys are running around for. And the mice at the end of the day, Aser Shemei Tshuva! A Zman, unbelievable. I said, what is Zman? There's no time. And yeah, I said this morning, I think you don't understand it. It's Lo Yumin. Where is everybody? Where is the oil? Where are they running? What are they doing? We have plenty of time to run. Cholamoy, it's plenty of time, Cholamoy, to run here, there. You can do nothing in the whole Cholamoy. We have to do nothing with Aser Shemei Tshuva. Aser Shemei Tshuva, if they ate every single day, should be used in Arab, but it's like, Dear Shua Hashem, be you Motsu. Kira Usum, Kira Uv, Yosef Horov, Eidu Asor, Yim Oyom, Shabin Roshon, Yim Akipurim. These 10 days are days of the year that don't, there's not Shav these days of us. The person will be, like, my drag, he shouldn't sleep, Aser Shemei Tshuva, Dear Shua Hashem, Hashem is Mash, be you Motsu. It's not something very nice that we found it in some, you know, and not saying anything wrong, we found some ancient sefer that Garsh, that says that the Pshat of the Garsh Bromo is Nimsa now, I'll be the Gilgul HaChodosh, and you put a string around your ear, the Garsh Bromo will appear to you on your nose, something like that, you know, like some type of Kabbalah, the Gazak, which we don't understand, I'm not making fun of Kabbalah, there's Emes Kabbalah also, I'm just saying, if that's something found in some ancient sefer, they just found it somewhere, that there's an Indian that Garsh Bromo on a certain day will appear, you know, things like Chazal, HaKodesh, passed out from Moshe Rabbeinu. For us, it's day that Dir Shu Hashem be Motzu Kuruv Yosekor. It's an unbelievable Zman of Kirva. It's an unbelievable Zman of Kirva. The person knew what to do in these days, he would go out of his cave. And the Kodesh Bo was so close. This time, the Kodesh Bo was so close. It could be, the Pshat is that once we realize we can't, that we spoke on the Yosekor, the Yisoy of Roshana was Fashtein, understanding the Metzias Hashem of the world, the clarity of Hashem Shabbos, the Kodesh Bo's Nimsa, the Etzim always. It's just we have the unclarity. The Melech, but the Kodesh Bo's Nimsa, but Chazal Dashim Shtagin, Yosef Kor, Kodesh Bo's Mamish Korov Tira. There's a time for unbelievable tefillahs that a person can make. He can be zeichur to things that can never be zeichur by say. In Ruchnias, if he was smart, he'd be davening away, he'd be crying, wait to Kodesh Bo. Version of giving Siyat Hashem, these are the days of Bosa. Everybody knows during that we blow that we say Hashem Hu Elokim at the end. Everybody's excited about that. I don't know what for. The rugelach is in the oven already. The orange juice is getting on the head. But Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times. What person? What's the Farshim say? Pshat. We must score the Kodesh Baruch back up to the Shemurakim and back up to where he was. That's what we say it 7 times. It's taka. On one hand, it's a very happy time. Because I'll say, Medrash says. Lech El Chum Simcha, that's why I point a lot of Mepharshim, we do Kiddush Lohan, Adafka, Motz Yom Kippur. And in Yeshiva we do it, be the Rosh Hashanah, because that's how we do it, Mitzvah Shem Motz Yishad, but a lot of the Kiddush Lohan, how to do it in Motz Yom Kippur, why? because the Medrash says that on the night of Yom Kippur, Paschal goes out, Lech Echo B'Simcha. So only Yom Tov B'Simcha Taka. But on the other hand, I Taka with the Koyach of Sukkah, the Simcha Sukkah, we can have a Kodesh Baruch Hu Sukkah with us. There's Indian, there's what to talk about that. But Mitzad this Yisoyed of Tirushu Hashem Hashem, it's Taka a little bit sad. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is leaving us, that's it. We had a Mamash with us. You had the person with it, you know, the half the elf of dollars, you know, and all the in all these things, you know, they have these things, you know, half the elf of dollars, not compared to anything, but you know, in the world out there, they have this thing because you know, these guys find these old lamps, and all of a sudden something comes out, the genie they told, the half the elf of dollars, and you know, when you have it, they said you have three wishes to do, you know, so the guy, but you have to have your wishes in by, you know, by tonight, by 6 o'clock, after all your wishes. And the guy's passing around the beach, he goes to the beach, you know, puts on some suntan lotion, he's waiting around. You have them. I'm trying to say, but you saw that one is that you have the bunch of mamas near you now. What are you doing? What is the guy doing that says you make tshuva? The bunch of mikarovies, the bunch of so long. You'll be around for another 7 days. I'm going on vacation now for 5 of them. I got important things to do. Unbelievable. Where is the Olam? I know it's very difficult to get up 7:30 in the morning. Maybe Avram going to that cave, maybe it's the only thing bigger than getting up 7:30 in the morning. Sleepless. Second biggest thing was after Avram's Akedah for 3 days and put his son in his bath, he has to get up 7:30 instead of 8 o'clock. So Mamish. Serious nefesh is wrong, and that's how the matter is. So many serious nefesh, but at the end of the day, so myself, what are you ready? I got up, you know, 7:30. Just tired. I just have to sleep. Just imagine a person. The heart of the doors. Some big prince or a sire was here, or came. He's coming to yeshiva for a few hours, and he's coming with billions of dollars. He's coming with mamish attaché cases. Of whatever you like, guns, knives, and different zach he's giving out. He has these bodyguards and things like that. You just have to get in. He's coming to visit the yeshiva. He's coming with a few bodyguards, and he has mamish things packed up, suitcase, cache cases with money, with jewels, and thing. And you could ask him something. Come on, Shmuel. Come on, get up. He gets a. Why isn't the AC on more time? Another 2 hours, he's gonna be here. Jewels, money, anything you want.
Back too early this morning. Can't make it out.
Carry him on a stretcher! Get him to the base mattress. What is he, out of his mind? The prince is coming, the mel is coming to the yeshiva, and he has jewels. That cachet case with millions of dollars, whatever you want, it's there. And he's puffing away, get him up, throw water on him, push him out, and he doesn't move. He's going on for vacation, he's going to be the friend. What, is he out of his mind? The same thing about Sagasarashi, Chazal said, Dirushu Hashem, see the man, he's here now, be Motsoi. He's around! He's Koroif! Karub, I said, Karub, talk to the Persian right now. Ask anything you want. This is a time when it's a freebie. You have a few days of us saying, and Yitzhak, you know, Yitzhak, go to sleep. Sleep, it's difficult. Go to this, do that, get busy with this, get busy with that. A lot of people are going to go look into Esrei again. He's a big Esrei again. All of a sudden, he's a big, you know, he's a big Esrei guy now. He's a little above him. And what's he, what are you guys busy with? It's a pillar of the God, a pillar of the bazaar. Yerushu Hashem be Motzah, Guru, be Yosekonai. Call out to him, talk to the Bereshim, ask what you need. This is a time, first I'm saying the time when a person can give his Zohar the things that he wouldn't be Zohar now the rest of the year. He's not a Madrega, he's not Shia, but you have a special audience. Every day we have audience with Hashem, but it's a much different level of what's that. It's a different level altogether. We have Malachim, and this and that. A special audience with the King now. Karubia is a car, his mom is close to us. So how can it be that the diamond should be different? The whole day is made jewel. Oh, but that's the Zodan Ban called Kodesh Yosef Karubia. The most something special. more something that's choshev, more something that Chazal say you can zecher. The Torah makes a tremendous lachatz. And the Sharm makes that sounds to always be about Fridays. Well, we realize that if we realize what day of Friday, what is such a holy day Friday. We came, when we first came to that story, we couldn't believe it that Friday was a day that no one's learning. So they said they stay up late at night, do Mishmar. Problem was, people took the minute of not Friday, and they also took the, and then stopped doing the minute of staying up late. They just kept the minute of not staying up late. But the Mai said, Friday is such a holy day. Friday points to in the Sfar Makdosh, they bring every end of something. It's one of the holy days. There's Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is a holy day. But Yom Kippur Kotem, we do it at the end of the month. It's a very, very holy day. A personal level it is. Erev Shabbos, the end of the week. It's a very holy day. What do people do on Fridays? Friday, you go around the world. It's a home. There are, Baruch Hashem, a lot of places that they still keep Friday. Friday became a holy day. But the Mai said, most people, what's Friday? Friday's an off day. It's off day at Carvel. Fourth day, there's no learning, you're not allowed to learn. Could be your oiva, the issa, the raisa, sheish by chorus, shame by chorus, not sure if you step foot in the base medrash. Put one foot in, it could be not oiva, but if you put both feet in the base medrash, it could be a shayla. If you open a sefer, they could be, they'll come and give you malchus, chas v'shalom, for or places, I don't know. But it's vamish, like Friday became a day, Friday used to scream about it, Friday was such an unbelievable day. Gedolei Olam became Gedolei Olam because of Friday. And people just, every Friday, what are we doing today? We're picking our nails, shoe polish, 16 hours. How it works out, guys prepare for Shabbos, you think that they make the shoe polish. There's a shoe polish factory in the back. And they're stirring shoe polish. Burning all those ashes, you can make a nice shoe polish. But anyway, But what is the guy doing for so many hours? How long does it take to shower? They said Rashami used to buy special soap that you'd be able to lather up quicker, Marcus mentioned. I think guys here buy the opposite, soap that lathers up slower. How long can we stay in the shower? I'm not sure they want to put out a new tape. Songs I sang in the shower. But anyway, how long do you stay in the shower in a place? How long do you shower, this and that, walk back to your room, take the shower ready, should I take it now, should I take it later, maybe I need to sleep a little bit more, I need to rest for all the rest I had, I have to rest tonight, so I need a hachana for the night, rest tonight, for tomorrow's rest, the next day, which means a hachana for the other rest. The kids go back to the shower, so I'll say, okay, I'll take the shower, and it's a hot shower, but I'm trying to see if it's hot water. It's a hot shower, get tired from the shower, back to bed, and then it's fine, but, Baruch Hashem, from the shower, to the bed, to the shower. At Fridays goes out, Mamish, down the drain, I want to propose something, I want to propose a for this year, starting this Friday, but he mentioned Jason Eichers, he says, every instead of 7 days of Sefer Shemei Tshuva, and each day is the Misak in that day of the week. We mentioned the Arizal says for your whole life, the Misak in your whole life, according to Sefer Shemei Tshuva. If Mamas goes with what we were saying before, how much power these 7 days have of us? These 10 days, but Chutz from Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's 7 regular days. How much power the Arizal said that a person can Misak in. Reveals in Ayatollah that Mishnah brings down, says you can Misak in everything you did in that year on that day. For instance, tomorrow's Friday, today was Thursday. You can misak on your Thursday of the whole year with this Thursday. But the Rizal said you can misak on every Thursday of your whole life. And every Wednesday yesterday, and every Friday tomorrow, Rabbi Sad. Oh boy, do we have to do a lot of work tomorrow. But tonight, Rabbi Sad. Ooh, but that's even more. We got a lot of tikkun to do tonight. All the Thursdays. Thursday nights at the Mir. You know what the Mir means. Anyway, I didn't know you go through Ben Yehuda to get to. Anyway, but the Maisel, the guy says, I'm going to the Kotel tonight. Yeah. My meal is on the way to the Kotel. The Maisel says, it's going to the Kotel. I go beforehand, I see the scene, I come back, seconds, and then we go from Malava Malka. On Motzei Shabbos, Malava Malka, Malava Sora, whatever we have to Malava. But anyway, the Maisel, the Sefer Shel Dava, the boy said, these days, unbelievable. The Arizal, boy, said, just unbelievable for us. The Arizal said you can sack your whole life every Friday of your life tomorrow. So So what are you going to do, Rabbi Isaac? So Abacha told him what he's going to do. His whole life, he always slept the whole Friday in Shaloi, the Shem Shemai. Tomorrow he'll sleep in every night. But I don't think that's the Kavod of the reason, Rabbi Isaac. I think we should make a takana that Friday is Hashem. This Friday, the tomorrow, Rabbi Isaac, 10 minutes, Rabbi Isaac. You won't get any Aveirin, I guarantee. 10 minutes to go into a base measure on a Friday. And I'll tell you when, Rabbi Isaac, after davening. At 2 o'clock, when you finish shop, no. I mean, after davening in the morning, you get up to davening, Rabbi Isaac, at a normal time. Tomorrow, you get up. It's like the hardest day. It's Friday. I say, Slichus tomorrow. It's a Friday. You don't have it's a schedule. People, and you get up tomorrow, and you push yourself to get up on time. And you daven with a blessed kavana, with a spiless. And you learn after. You stay 10 minutes for learning, Rabbi Isaac. And you make up a kavala for this year, Rabbi Isaac. Don't just make it too hard. Every Friday, I'm going to learn for 5 minutes. 5 minutes on Friday, 10 minutes, whatever you could do, something on Friday, but it's like, give a second, all the Fridays of us, of the whole entire year. Dear Yeshua Hashem, be much the power of these 7 days of us. It's like, if we knew what was going on, or if we knew we had any inkling, we wouldn't sleep these 7 days. The Maharaj won't sleep, we do as much as possible, so we have to sleep, we have to have our koichas, but the davenings, and the learning, whatever we could do, we should put in the koichas. To make these 7 days a tikkun and a kira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, Rabbi Isaac. Such help. Hashem says, call out to me now. He's telling you, I'm close to you. I'm ready. Like I said, I have the check signed. Just come pick up the check. He's sleeping, he's eating, he's there, he's here. What are you, out of your mind? The Baruch Hu is writing checks. He's in the office, he's writing checks. Come here, just line up. Guy would be, he would mama be online to get his $10,000 check. Kirubia is the car, right now's the time. So it's mamish, you see it with chush though, how much the Yitzhar don't push it so much during these times because it's such an opportunity. And that's sometimes the biggest ride, it's like whole Friday. It's such a Yitzhar to go out. It's such a Yitzhar to go out on Friday, but my most geschmack time in Shiva was when I was a Torah, those years when I was a Bacha, it was Friday. I used to get dressed and come out right after the Shabbos. I used to go down, take a shower, get dressed. It was even hot water then, in the early morning after the Shabbos. And I would go get a shot, and I would try to learn most of the day, or all day, whatever. It was so kishmak. You know? I mean, there wasn't so many people around, but it was kishmak. It was really bothering me to learn your own thing. And that's it, if I said. I'm not saying that I'm a drinker, but sit and learn. Have a good davening. If you want to go down to the Kaisel, so you go to the Kaisel for every Shabbos, and ain't down to the Bernish. But Friday is such a college day, it's a chalif for Shabbos, it's the end of the week. There's so much kuchas Friday. Yitzhar, the biggest ride is the chosh of the day. How much the Yitzhar makes into a shabbat day? How much the Yitzhar works so hard? That's what you'll find all the good day, and that's the Seresh Mechuvah also. Somehow, Seresh Mechuvah, it's a hell of a gazelle. Seresh Mechuvah is such a chosh of the day, such a gazelle. It gets, even in my yeshiva, it gets to you are tired, you're going to wake up, make plans, going home, and as a man, and esregen, loving, this, that. Like, I didn't even look at an esregen, from what's the Yom Kippur. They held that for candy. So they go down the place again that we used to. Okay, a person wants to buy the Matar Fran says, you want to buy a little less with Dafka now. The Machriya, the Schusim. So I'm holding it. Machriya, the Schusim. So, okay, that you do it for that. Okay, that's something else. But stop, go to Haka. We need to go to Lulav and Esri, this and that. That person, just to make the Haka, we say, find this and find that. It's just stop. If your vow was allowed, the Lord said, wait. But after the Truva Yom Kippur, forget, they say, the tears. Of the Yom Kippur, wash off all the stains of the Israelite and so over the Svaran of Shemishmua. The tears shed on Yom Kippur, wash off all the stains and the black dots. You have a nice Esther, the Rabbi said. But the chutz from that, Rabbi said, the time is involved that a person is taking away from his Esther Shemay Tshuva. Unless he's doing the Shem Shemayim for Shem Mitzvah and he wants to get an extra Mitzvah. But chutz from that, the time that's available is that Esther Shemay Tshuva is so powerful. It's so powerful, Rabbi said. It's heartbreaking to see so many people that are just swept away in all the places. It's just says to make sure, oh wow, what are you doing after Shukkish? You know, I've got two guys meeting the Ula for 2 and a half hours with Shmuzin. Where are you going after Shukkish? Where are you going? Where is she going? It's just Shmuzin about this and that. And I said to make sure it just goes to the wayside of yourself. So that's the story of these days, Rabbi Isaac. I have so much opportunity for curing, for curing, for curing, Rabbi Isaac. The story that we started the Shmuz with, that's was in order to work on Kirvin, I think that's what Parashat Vayelech, it comes out this time of year, Yichdeach Hashem says, the grest in the Karev, Am Koivoi, is the Koyach HaKoyev. The person wants to be Mamish Koyev, he wants to pass, get so close to the Gershon, Hashem is Tam Koyev now, to anybody. But the Kirva that a person can be Zogot from Koyev, Yisroel, Vorayisim, Kuchubil, Yisroel, that is the Kirva Amiti to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Chayim Ramu. And this is the Zman of Chayim. Chayim Hamiti in the Voisai is Toyim the Voisai. The Chiyas from Toyim. That's the Chiyas, the Chiyas from Toyim. And a person gets his Chiyas from Toyim, that's Chayim Hamiti. That's living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is Toyim the Voisai? You make a mistake. Toyim is thinking so. Because Toyim, God is mathematics, science, geology, geometry, is history, and it's Torah. How is the Torah is something so different of us? Torah is the etzem, the manifestation of Rotzon Hashem. That's what Torah is. Torah is Rotzon Hashem. That's what it is. We learn Torah. We're learning what Rotzon Hashem is. We're learning his etzem Rotzon. So we will Isaac and Torah. You know why you want to get close to the person of Rotzon? You know how you get close to the person? You find out what his Rotzon is. He was stabbing in his Rotzon. And you say a person wants to get close to a friend. He has a guy that he's not so. Find out what he likes. What's his rotz? What's his song? And you make them your rotz. That guy's for sure going to have a good cash with you. His return become your return. Becoming davik to Torah, becoming one with Torah by side. And this davik to Hakadosh Baruch Hu is this davik his return. And that's where Chachias is. Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Bo. The Torah says it's Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Bo. The Samchem Busha. It Torah is Eitz Chaim Raboisa. That's what Torah is. Eitz Chaim Machzikim Bo. Eitz Chaim. Very nice. We'll all sing the song together. What are we singing about that? Very nice. Eitz Chaim Machzikim Bo. That person holds the Torah. He's holding on to the tree of life. He's holding on to the Rishon himself. The Chiyus Amiti. When a person doesn't have that, he's like dead. So the Rambam Chayi Balechokma Beli Torah Kemisa Chashuv. They're like dead. The Gemara says that a person who's killed the shoyget, he goes to the Ari Miklot, v'chai, the Nosh v'chai, so the Gemara, you have to send his Rebbe there. Why? V'chai, Ovid Lei Mila, David Chiyus, he has to live from. If he has no Torah, he's dead. A person that's not attached to Torah is not living. He's not living. It can be physically, it's a behema, but the Ruchni is Shabbat, he's not living with us. And the more we're living in the sense of Torah, the more miscarriage goes wrong. Moshe, Vayelech Moshe, now I understand Pshat. Vayelech Moshe, Zokta, and Helek, and Kuyok, and unbelievable Sarah. What's this Vayelech? It doesn't say where he went. What's Rabbi Yelech Moshe? Zokta, Kuyok, and Gavan. He says Moshe Ben walked around between, back and forth, to show Be'etzim, and physically, Moshe Rabbeinu was physically the most healthy human specimen that was shy. He had biceps like, who knows, like Dave Wiener. He was physically 100%, mama's walking back and forth. Unbelievable. Like, yay, that's what the Pasuk says, Vayelech Moshe, he went. Or what the Pasuk says, Vayito lo yucha oy lotzis v'lov, I can't go back and forth anymore. What's he telling us? So Chazal, in the second Pshat and Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shut off to his brain the Mesoros of Minas HaChochma. He had no attachment to Torah anymore. So after Sifzei Chomim, then Moshe Rabbeinu had no purpose for living anymore. There's no purpose for living anymore. The purpose for living a person is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If everything, you could be physically the greatest church. What do you mean? Biceps. I can run like 100 mile in two seconds. I'm physically great. What do you mean? Life is so. Life has no purpose. Moshe Rabbeinu said. Baruch Halatzis V'Lava. There's no purpose. Hashem Amar. Hashem told me. That's what he's telling them. And that's what the Torah says. Vayelech Moshe. What do you need? Vayelech Moshe. Just say the Torah wants to tell them that even though Moshe was going physically with his human body and was working, functioning 100%. And Rashi says, like, nothing in his body had dried up. Nothing was wrong when he was at 120. He was 100% healthy physically. of it. Soon as the minus chokhmah, because we had dried up for a reason, it was time for Yeshua to take over. Gomel lechayim, you had no purpose of living anymore. Because the tachos of living is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And without those minus chokhmah, without that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Torah, Gomel lechayim. The Torah starts off, because the first mitzvah of the Torah is Pru Ruvu. Pru Ruvu, to have children, to have family. What does the Torah end with, Rabbi Yisrael? That's bring physical life into the world. And as the Chinuch explains, that's because we can't do mitzvahs. There's no physical people, the mitzvahs can't be accomplished. How does the Torah end with, Rabbi Yisrael? Two mitzvahs. Hakel ha'sa'om ha'zeh, ha'noshim ha'noshim ha'tah. Bring everybody up to what's it called? To Eretz Yisrael, to the place of Migdash, in order to become the mitzvah of Hakel ha'sa'om. And Kisim is a Shiraz. What's this mitzvah of Hakel ha'sa'om? So the Gemara says an unbelievable zah. Why do we have, what's hakel? Hakel is anoshim, anoshim hatav. So the Gemara, anoshim boim lumer. Anoshim boim, shmoy, chagigi gimel lumer al. Tav lumer boim, says the Gemara, to give schar to the poor people who bring it. Give schar to the parents, they bring them up. Frek to the sivis. What do you mean? Pashup shayt in the Gemara means, you want to give them schar to bring up their little kids? Right? You're giving up schar, you're giving up the little kids? In fact, to receive this, I don't understand. Why don't you give them schar? What? Shaykh, that they have to carry the kids, would be at home with the babysitter. So instead, why don't you give them schar? Okay! How's it going, Sarala? Good. You have, you strapped your three babies on the back? Yeah. How are you? I have six on my back. I also work out for Schar's gym. So you have Baruch Hashem there. Three triplets, a twin, and Baruch Hashem. Okay, light them up. They have a new thing now. Six pack. You put it on your back, and all the six go, yeah! And on your back, you're walking up to Shabbat. I'm going to give them schar. Frank the Siemens, give us a pot of stones to catch up, to carry up. But he has to have six screaming kids in his head. Maybe it's more schar. Stop fighting over there. Six, bring a pile of stones. Give him a big bag of stones. Let him carry up. He's schar, let me be in there. What's the shot? So the first and Gavala Gipshah. What's the schar can be, eh? So the Gemara Gavala Gazach. The Gemara says, O Maisu, Yochanan, and Breuker, Blessed Ben Chisma, they came to Makabu the Rebbe, Rabbi Shua, Ben Hanania. They came to him in Makabu the Rebbe, in Pekin. So he asked, what was the Chirish in the base measure that day? So he says, well, what was the Chirish? He asked them, he wasn't healthy, the Rebbe. He says, what was the Chirish? They said they were trying to hide it. Finally, he told this Chiddush, this Gemara, that why do you bring over the kids to give schar in the end? So he said, unbelievable Zach, Magorlius Toiva Hoysa B'Yedchem, that's such a jewel in your pocket, Mikasha La'adimen, you want to tell me over this thing? Such a beautiful thing. I mean, the mice is a nice bar, Baruch Hashem, big schar in the end. Okay, what's the big jewel? Morris says, unfortunately, I heard this word many 20 years ago, but it's a good one. The first one say that Shubha Chanan, the Morris says, Ashri Yulanato. His leader said, Ashri Yulanato. Why? Morris says that when he was a little baby, his mother used to bring him into the Beis HaMedrash in order that he should hear the sounds of Torah. The Murray the Gazara was saying, he brought him into the Beis HaMedrash to hear the sounds of Torah. And it says that from that, Yishuv Bechanan, from a little baby, he would come to the base of Medrash and just hear the sounds of Torah. Yishuv Bechanan said, now I did the Herb Shah, and the Schar in the air. It's a Tifa Pshah. Pshah is the Schar for the parents. Because when a child, even at the smallest age, he hears Kolos of Torah. He sees a massive crowd gathered. Even though he might not understand it, it's Kolos in his brain. It's clear in his brain. A friend in his book, he mentions on this word also. So this was many years ago, but he brings his unbelievable Zav. He says that he has this. He has in his study. He has this book on the picture. What's it called? Something about Eretz Yisrael. The history of Eretz Yisrael. And there's different pictures in the book. He said one picture that he said he loves is a picture of the maternity ward. The baby section in, I think, Maine Yeshua, one of the hospitals in Bnei Brak. And you see all the kids, like, and he says one of the things that caught his eye was, and you see in the cribs, if you look carefully at the picture, he said, yes, you see in the cribs, that they had pictures of the Dalai Olam in the crib. You know, like your mama, she's two, one day old, there he is, with Yankov, Chaim Kanievsky, or whoever, the Stipler, or Shaf, a picture of this kid, mama, he just came out of the womb. There he has a picture right where he's on. You barely can see it. So he said, oh, he has his book, that science has caught up with it, you know, science has caught up with us. These people, mothers who barely don't know about science, he said, there's a study done today that things that kids see, mama, from the earliest age of the year, has an effect the whole life on. Even things that hear moms are very, very young age, you see it at a young age. It's a mela, these little babies, moms, babies, newborns, are looking at pictures of the Stipler, you know, I mean, hospitals in New York, they have, you know, Led Zeppelin, and who knows, but here they have, pictures of, what's it called, here, pictures of Kaznish, and the Stipler, and Ziskarov, and imagine makes an impression. But these chalim v'ehem, the schados to bring the pshad is not, don't bring stone, bring the children. Why the children want to come up? And as the chinuch says, pshad in the midst of hakel. What's the sort of hakel? We should call ikrin shal amri so he had Torah. Ubo yifutu mikolum v'losh li ozorch l'chai ad tainik nitzchi. Shein l'mah, this is how we're zorcha to the emes, the tainik is how connected to the shbaruchu. In the next world. Al kem bi yes kol ikrin bo, roi shik alu ha-kol yach bezman echem min hazman l'shmoyet v'reho. Because I call Yotzi B'Toch Kol Oma Noshim Noshim Ataf. Lema, Ma Akiba Tzarav Azeh, what is all this gathering? What's going on? What's the commotion? The Achu V'Shmoyah Divrei Torah, she called it Kareinu V'Oigen, but we're coming to hear Torah, because that's our Iker, that's what we're all about. That's our Mahus, that's who we are. V'Yavo M'Toch Kach L'Sabe B'Gol L'Shifcha, V'Yachniso Akol B'Libim Cheshko. In a Cheshko, Yoyim Medu Es Hashem. Cheshko. With that, people get unbelievable facial. COVID, I tell you. Seeing what's going on. Even little children will be inspired by that whole commotion of Torah to make it their Ikra HaChayim of us. Because that's what Klai Yisrael is all about. That's who we are. That's who we're Bonim Atem Hashem Alekecha. That's who we are. You go around the room with a microphone right now and say, ask everybody, what do you think? Why are we called Bonim Hashem? Why are we called Bonim? Why? How is our relationship to Hashem as Bonim of Hashem? Anybody know? Don't all answer at once. So everybody will say, what do you mean? Of course, God created us. 6 days of creation, we just had Rosh Hashanah, and we were all created. Adam and Eve created, he's a child, he was created. You created a child, he's your son. Hashem created us, you're your own son. There's one mistake of Hashem. It's the first Rashi and Chumash that we forgot. There's a Mishnah also, but Rashi and Chumash, everybody says. Rashi says, Omri Vasak. Vishinantam Levonecha, the Gemara says. Vishinantam Levonecha. So everybody knows, you'll see at every convention for Chinuch in the world, everybody will get up, somebody will say a speech like this. Just like at every Sheva Brachas, everybody always gets up and says, Karshal is Avna Kriyas Yamsuf. What's the connection between this and Kriyas Yamsuf? So at every chinuch convention, everybody says this word: "Vishinantam levanecha elu hatalmidim." If you teach your children, who is your children? Says right, these are your talmidim. Everybody look at other words. Your children, talmidim have to be like your children. Shkoya. Okay, but Lemaisa, where do we know this from? Where's the malimit? Oh, I saw this Rashi to many times. They thank me. It's a Rashi that everybody probably sees, and but you don't think about. It's unbelievable chiz. You could go and show this Rashi. Once you learn this, might go show this Rashi to people. It's a lot of Rashi's like Chosam was a commercial, right? Coke is the, anyway, a commercial for Chumash Rashi, right? So unbelievable zakat. We're starting the Chumash again, right? The Jewish nation that's starting soon Simchas Torah, right? You know what that holiday is? You get drunk, and there's also a thing you dance a little bit, right? No, Simchas Torah, you dance with the Torah. But we finished the Torah on Simchas Torah. And we start another thing, we say, which is the Chiyav Dorais, Chiyav Mitaikon, Chazal, Chayav Adam, the person is another nice thing a person should do, to Mashim, to say, do Tshayim Mikvechatai, we do the Parashah every week. If a person can learn with Rashi, and Chumash Rabbi, say something, every Bacha, every Yid should know Rashi, there's so many pearls in Rashi, it's unbelievable Sefer. And we don't have to go into deep, just learn with Rashi, there's so many unbelievable eye openers. I showed this to Tamfu once, this eye opener Rashi. Rashi says an amazing thing. Vishnazma Elutam Meshebekol Mokot. But it's in every place we find Shatamidim Nikrim Banim. That Talmidim are called Banim. Where's the Makar that Talmidim are called Banim? Shenemar Banim Atel Nashem Alekeichem. What a Rashi of this. Powerful Rashi. Rashi says, where's the Makar that Talmidim are called Banim from the Eivishto with us? Wait a second. What's the Rashi? What's going on? Are we Talmidim of Hashem? What's Rashi saying? Every place you find Talmidim. Yes. That's why we're called Banim. That's what Rashi is saying. We're Banim to Hashem because we're Talmidim. How is Talmidim? Learn his Torah! Ava Rabba Avtonu! Oh, Varachem on Avarachem, Rachem Aleinu! The same thing we've been in the Hovim and Lahask. We want to learn Torah. Whenever we refer to our Kodesh Baruch as the Av, it's and we're his, and we're, he's the father, so we're his children, and we're talking about Torah. Hashiveinu, Avinu, service. We talk about Torah, our relation to our Kodesh Baruch as the father, to his son. Why? Because we're his Talmidim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us Torah. It's a different shmooze than when we learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us the Torah. But we're his Talmidim. That's why he's Banim. Not because we're his Banim, we're his Talmidim. Because we're his Talmidim, that's why we're his Banim. So that's our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say, as Banim, as children. Akira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a ben to an av comes through the Torah. A child has an automatic kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming back home. The father sometimes travels on business. He's not home. The son's still a son because he called him and he can text him or email him or blackmail him or fee whatever we want to do with a blackmail. The new thing I said today, we use a blackmail to make an email. It's called a blackmail. Anyway, the kids are, but the word is, you can always keep in contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your father. But sometimes the father's coming home. He was for 2 years, he was in business, he's coming home. He's coming home for a 10-day vacation, and he's coming home. He had a successful business trip. He's coming back home. Dear Shua should be much, he's leaving in 10 days back. You can still blackmail and email him. But he's not going to be home, he's not going to take you to the apartment, so he's not going to get the cure for that. Everybody knows the difference. You talk to someone on the phone. I know sometimes you're talking to someone on the phone. Say, please give money to the yeshiva. Okay, very nice. Click. But you go to the guy in person. You speak to him. He sees your tears. He sees you in front of him. Just imagine to see with the father up by his side. With the father, what's the matzias? How a person goes to his father and he asks him up front with tears, Tata. And his father sees this little kid come over to Tata. I want that little red bicycle. Father pulls out of his wallet. Saying, here, we'll get you any red. We'll get you a red, white, and blue bicycle. Three different bicycles. Whatever you want. I'm almighty, all powerful. You bought him. What are we doing? This is the time of year we have to realize that we, because we're playing Torah, because we learn the Torah, and turns to our lifeblood and our lifeblood to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, our connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu is so close through the Torah. That we haven't even gavaldik a kiruv all year round. But when it comes now, we're a child in front of our tata asking. Musa and Ephraim, the Kodesh Baruch has to answer. But it's only if we ask, and then we feel the kiruv of us. And the way to feel the kiruv, the way to come close, the way to get connected, this kiruv was this kiruv of us. So the Derech Hashem, Ein Dovah Mekarev Yosef, the kiruv of us. You want to start feeling close, learn Torah by doing a session of tshuva, and you feel so close, you feel mamish in the bosom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you beg to voice that, you ask, you cry, you beg, during these 10 days, Tata's home, and he has the suitcases, he has everything made to give us, we have to be foolish, to lock ourselves in our bedroom and not come out and see our father, or his Korah. It's her so smart. I say, don't worry about it. Just go do your thing. Don't listen to that rabbi. He screams too much. Go do your thing. Come on. He's trying to brainwash you. Go to her. He tells you, don't worry. It's plenty of time. in the Elah, you're speaking out. Okay, maybe we'll get some things in the Elah. You know how much you can get in and out of Bazaar? We know the gates are closing, Bazaar. That's what we know, we're people that always wait for the last minute, right? The gates are closing, okay? Let's get that feeling in the Elah, scream it out! If we were right, we'd be screaming every day now. The session made true, we'd be screaming out. We get up early, we scream it out, we go crazy. The British comes here all 10 days, not here just by the Elah. Oh, wow, Elah, everybody wakes up. Wah! Avada! But yeah, all 10 days he's here, what are you waiting for the last second? You're closing the doors, okay, if I want to get stuff in, but there's nothing going out. Okay, you scream some of the time. Yes, sir, no, just by the Elah. Don't worry, I'm waiting for that in the Elah. Waiting, oh, I can't wait for the Elah. Yeah, you can't wait for that orange juice after the Elah. Don't give me wait for the Elah. But please say, Yeshu Hashem, be Moshe. Truly, yes, the Koran. These 10 days of Moshe. We who have the opportunity to be Koran, the last two mitzvahs of the Torah, is that the Tachlis, this Torah, Kisras, Ashira, Zay, Khan is not going into that, Yisrael Moshe. It's called Shira Moshe. It's called a song. Because it has to be a song for our life. It has to be a song of our life. It's not just a very nice knowledge. It's a song of our life. It's something that we get a geshmak, a cheshen, we're connected to because it's life itself. It's our lifeblood. It's our connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That thing is zis, Rabbi. Being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zis, Rabbi. It's sweet like sugar. People don't understand that. That is that pleasure in the next world, Rabbi. The pleasure is you sit by Kodesh Baruch Hu for Lenos Mitziv Shchinasa. You know what that pleasure is? Boy, there's no such pleasure that Shai in every, as the first would say, Yofesh Shoachas Mikoyras Ruach Bo'olam Habor. Koyras Ruach Mikol Chay Olam Hazeh. The first would say, you know what Koyras Ruach is? The guy walks by a restaurant, he smells the smell. That smell that comes from the restaurant, that's Koyras Ruach. Just the smell from Olam Haba, of just smelling it, is better than any Asma Noah that was ever in this world. Put together all that noise together, as the first one said, John, into one pill. You put all that noise from the beginning of creation till now, and every Asma Noah into one Hanana child, is not equal to the smell that emanates from Olam Haba. And, but Yofa Shoacha Shem Tshuva Maisen Toivin, but it was in Kol Chai Olam Haba. Who were Tshuva Maisen Toivin, You dig it connected to the Mamish on the highest level of this. When we tap in, when we do mitzvahs in this world, we're be'etzim experiencing Gan Eden in this world. If you do it the right way, and you get rid of all the chitzonius, and you attach yourself, you learn Torah, you attach yourself to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're in Gan Eden in Olam HaZeh. It's the Yukum and the Mishnah, and I'm not trying to go into it. But we have to know for now, besides this is so it. Without Torah, there's no chiyus. Without the Chesh Katon, there's no Chiyas, and with it, we're connected on the highest level as children, as the closest children of Rezat. And at the time of Dirshu Hashem of Rezat, it's so chaval, tell the Shmuth to your neighbor, pass it on, Rabbi Zad, don't just keep the faith, pass it on to others, pass it on to the Chevra, and tell that these days, don't waste it, Rabbi Zad. You want to waste any time during the year, it's a different Shmuz, Rabbi Zad. Ayin Matat the Shmuz, Le'er Rosh Hashanah, so we're not wasting time's time. But these 10 days, the boy said, don't let the Yetzer Hara fool you. These are the most choshev 10 days of your life. The Rizal said you could fix up every day, everything that you might have done on Thursday. Everything you might have done Thursday nights. And oh boy, there's a lot of fixing guys that have to do up for Thursday nights. Everything you did on Shabbos that wrong, you could fix up this Shabbos, the boy said. Even the entire lifetime, the Rizal says. The power of this time, Rabbi Zayt. A current post here, he's passing out passes. If good, you can have everything. Kaparna, Mechila, Hatzlocha, everything. Cry out now. He's close. Learn the Torah and feel like a child to him. And beg as a Tata in front of you. Tata, please, here, see my tears. I need this, Shiduchim, I need help, I need wealth, I need this, I need this, I need help, my Rubliyas. My Yitzharas, oh, destroy me. Let me be unshackled by Yitzharas. This time you can do it. Let us understand this lesson, Bosai. Let's use it out. Let's make these the rest of this ascension make true. Whatever we have left for Bosai, for the future to know always these 10 days shouldn't be wasted in any way, but at least to know, Bosai, what we have left of it now. Power ourselves, Bosai, night to tonight. Second Thursday nights, don't go. Yitzharas says, yeah, come on, let's go. Just one more. One more. let's get one more in anyway. We want to get the kaftara on Yom Kippur. We might as well get those averas in. Moran says, Chas v'shom, just the opposite. The person says, Echta v'oshu, and he must speak, and he's not going to do tshuva on that. Some guy says, let's get it all in, because Be'ilah, we'll get it all kaparad in. Start a new slate. So, just throw in a few more. It's just the opposite. And he must speak, because Shabbat doesn't accept his tshuva. But the Bisa, the opportunity is here, Bisa. Yosh Baruch Hu sticking out his hand. Come close. Especially to us, my kin, to my children. You learn my Torah, you're in Yeshiva, you learn Torah. How many are there in the world, Bisa? So little percentage. You are really my close children. I want to be even closer to you. Dirushu Hashem, be Motso, Karu, be Yosakor, Bisa, which be Zerichu. Use these days out. Connect in the highest level to our Tat in heaven, and to ask like a son asks his father for everything good. Hashem will bench us. May the Marachasim be Toivah and good bench us.